prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Financial Survival. This is your weekly compass in navigating these turbulent seas. And boy, are they turbulent. Seas of politics and economics. And I'm Melody Cederstrom, your host today. And I'm thrilled to be here with you this Saturday morning, June 29th, 2024. We got a lot to talk about today. Certainly everyone has been discussing the debate for the past couple of days, and I have Pastor Butch Paul joining me this morning to go over our thoughts of what happened on Thursday evening. So from all of these latest political maneuvers to some of these economic trends, we got you covered. So grab your coffee, pull up a chair, and let's embark on this journey together towards financial survival. And again, good morning, everyone. I'm Melody Cederstrom, and this program, don't forget, is sponsored by Discount Gold and Silver Trading. So give them a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. We got some great specials. We have some 90% silver on special right now. If you receive our newsletter, you will have received those prices. So give us a call, 800-375-4188. So I'd like to say good morning to my friend, Pastor Butch Paul. Good morning.
Good morning, Miss Melody. How are you this morning?
Oh, just fantastic. Just fantastic.
Glad to hear that. Glad to hear it.
You know, there is so much going on in the news. We also, on Friday, the Supreme Court ruled for January 6th rioter challenging obstruction charge. It was 6-3. So there's a lot of things going on with that. I didn't have a chance to get into details on that. There was a couple of other interesting items that was going on, you know, for the week. Oklahoma, all schools must teach Bible Ten Commandments. Strict compliance is expected. So that was great news.
Yes, it was. Louisiana also said they're going to post Ten Commandments in every public school. Texas is heading along the same road. I think we're seeing some kickback, Melody. I'm sure you remember Paul Harvey. I mean, who doesn't remember Paul Harvey, right?
Yes.
And he made a statement one time along the lines that excess of anything leads to its own destruction. Maybe people are tired of this woke crap, and they're getting tired of it. They want a kickback. They're getting tired of going down that road. Maybe this is a good sign that they went to excess and people are saying enough is enough. I hope so. But, yes, I think this is wonderful news. Of course, it's going to be fought in the courts. You know that. This will go on for years in the courts probably. But at least what's going on, the children are getting some exposure to God's Word.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, we know it's never too late. So what a welcome, and it's very exciting, very exciting.
It's like a cool drink of water on a hot day.
Yes, absolutely.
Refreshing.
There's another headline out this week where the ballooning U.S. budget deficit is killing the American dream. Well, that died a long time ago when we went to the took this off the gold standard. This is where we are today. So last week, the Congressional Budget Office raised its estimate for the government deficit this year by a whopping 27%, or $408 billion over just its February forecast to $1.9 trillion. This is the government deficit, and $408 billion, that's a half a trillion, 27%. That's huge. Paying the debt can divert money away from, of course, these private investments, and, you know, it's certainly going to help or hurt, I should say, so many communities. So, and again, we look forward to when we have a presidential election, thinking that perhaps someone will come aboard that we can honestly feel some optimism. That perhaps they can change things, that the status quo will be changed, that perhaps, at least to tell the truth, I don't think that's happening, Butch.
Not the near future, anyway. After last night's debacle, though, I mean, I do truly believe that Biden's going to be set aside. It just about has to be.
Well, Thursday night the debate was on, and I didn't have a chance to watch the whole thing. I did watch the after discussions on CNN, and I have to say, you know, I thought they did a good job. They had some they didn't offer excuses.
No.
And perhaps they were even a little you saw them. There was no hope. Their buddy was, and I think they had sort of an emotional, because they seemed to really like him for whatever reason. And, you know, it's like seeing your friend, you know, with their health in decline and so forth. But it was a sad, sad situation.
It was.
And, you know, some of the headlines... his wife, Jill, clings to power. She should be ashamed of herself. She should absolutely be ashamed of herself to allow that to be done to him. Now, I'm not supporting him. I mean, he's a human being. But, I mean, it's clear that he has issues. And... put him in a position like that. I can't even, Butch, what's wrong with people in today's world?
Well, but I think they were grasping the straws and hoping for the best. Of course, his talk now had been for a while, but really heating up now. But to replace Biden with another candidate, I don't know whether to get that done or not. That's a serious discussion. But as far as the debate last night, I have to say that the
Thursday night.
Thursday night. Well, that was last night, wasn't it?
No, this is being aired on Saturday.
Oh, I'm sorry. Excuse me. Okay. The debate Thursday night, I have to say that the moderators did, as you mentioned, do a good job. They were, I think, very fair overall. You know, they didn't interrupt too much. They give each speaker a chance to rebut the other one, even though it wasn't a topic they asked a question about. They give them a chance to do that and then answer the question. So overall, I think they did a pretty good job. I really do. But it was hard to watch. I normally wouldn't have watched it, but I wanted to see how it went. And I did feel, I shouldn't even say this, but I actually felt sorry for Biden.
I know.
His mind was just not there. He just wasn't there. And even Trump said, I can't understand what he's saying. I couldn't understand what he's saying. I don't think he understood what he's saying. It's like Trump said. So this is the shape America is in. That's the two best we have. We're in sad shape.
Well, you know, I think they went with Biden in the beginning because it was all about just beating Trump.
Oh, yes.
And when they think about it, how long ago did Biden announce that he was going to run again? A year ago? Year and a half ago? He has declined in that year and a half.
Yes, he has.
Drastically. And, of course, I'm going to come up and say, well, you know, my prediction a year ago was that neither one of them would be on the ticket. And I think half of 50% of it is coming true. Biden will not be on the ticket at all. And there was a poll that I saw on Drudge about who should replace Biden. And, you know, everybody says, well, it's going to be Gavin Newsom. Well, you know, looking at this poll, Gavin Newsom had only 23% of replacing Biden. Kamala Harris had 13%. Hillary Clinton, 12%. Gretchen Whitmer, 10%. Other was 40%. So the Democratic Party doesn't even want the people that everybody thinks should replace Biden. I mean, Hillary Clinton, she's 76, 70. She's right up there in age. She's too old. Kamala Harris, I actually saw an interview with her last night. It was the first time that I thought she ever had some sort of a coherent statement. And so that's a little scary. Gavin Newsom, he's got too many California problems. None of these people can beat Trump.
Not in a fair election.
No. If they're going to replace Biden, it has to be someone that can beat Trump. And when you think about all of the politicians, the only one that I can see that could beat him would be Kennedy. And he did start out as a Democrat. And then, of course, he switched to an independent. So if they can romance him back into the Democrat Party, Trump doesn't have a chance. Not a chance.
I still think that he should be included in the debate last night. I mean, that was really a lopsided debate. Kennedy should be allowed to be on there with the other two. That's my opinion. I'm not necessarily a Kennedy fan, don't get me wrong. But right's right. He is running.
My opinion was they wanted to see Biden fail. I think that was the objective.
Well, he sure did that.
Because I think they wanted to replace him prior to this debate, but they can't. He has, from what I understand, he has to actually step aside. They just can't go because he is the nominee. They can't just replace him. Of course, at the election, at their DNC convention, I guess they can. I don't know. I don't know how that all works. But I think this was kind of a plan to set him up. It was a do-or-die type of a situation. I can't imagine that the DNC does not have a backup plan.
Well, I would have to think that they probably have something in mind because they've been. This isn't anything that just didn't come up last night. This has been discussed now for several months about replacing Biden. So I would like to think that they had a backup plan. What it could be, I have no idea. All the candidates you mentioned are as bad as he is in different ways, so I don't know. I don't know who they're going to pick. I can't imagine anybody could have a chance to get Trump off the top of my head. I can't imagine that.
So, and I'm not sure they would even have to move Kennedy. I mean, if they chose someone like Harris, because she is the vice president, to me that would be the, if she was a decent vice president, that would be the natural choice to replace Biden. But she isn't, and I think they know that. There's no way she can beat Trump. Absolutely no way. So maybe Kennedy, It'll be interesting to see what Kennedy's numbers now do. He might just stay where he's at. He might very well still beat Trump. So,
well,
maybe that's the only way the Democrats can win, is by keeping him, choosing someone like, knowing that they can't beat Trump. And, you know, so now you got to water down and those votes will be mixed and, you know, Trump will lose. So I don't know.
It's all speculation now. But I think you're definitely right that Biden will not be the candidate on the Democratic Party.
Of course
I can't
not.
Imagine that happening. I mean, if they want to win, they got to change tactics. That's all there is to it. And as much as I have no very low respect for Trump, I'm quite honest with you, I don't. I'm not supporting either one of them. But as far as his information last night, he certainly pounded Biden into the ground with information that he could not rebut. I mean, there's no rebuttal. And, of course, it went from debating national concerns to calling each other names. And that's, I understand that's part of it, too. But Biden was just an embarrassment last night. To everybody, but especially the Democratic Party. I think that according to the polls on the liberal news networks, morning on the polls, Trump beat him 60-some% to 30-some% on last night on the debate. So that's on the liberal news. That's not on conservative. That's on liberal news. So that was pretty sad.
But it was on the liberal news. It was on all those mainstream media liberal programs. They did talk about those stats.
Yes, they did.
Of how well Trump beat him.
Yes, they did.
You know, what I don't understand, well, but anyway, he still Joe vows to return for a second debate.
Yeah, that would be a really, really bad mistake.
But if someone is in such mental decline, in order for him to step aside, he doesn't have the mental ability to
make that decision.
Make that decision that he's not up to the task. So you almost have to have where I don't remember what it's called and so forth, to where Congress or whoever comes in and declare him incompetent to go forward. So,
well, it just, I don't know, Melody. There's nothing else we can really say except that was sorry to see. As I said, I started not to even watch it, but I'm glad I did now, because this is going to be so lopsided unless they make a big move. There's no way it could be even considered, in my mind, a real race. Unless it's rigged. And if that would happen again, oh my goodness, this would be a hard place to live for a while.
Yeah. Well, you know, China, there was a commentator, China called it a very entertaining, a former state media editor, Hu Jijin on X. He only has like a little over a half a million followers. But he is banned for most people in China. And he wrote, personal attacks, hazy memory, mocking each other. This debate was very entertaining for many Chinese people. Objectively speaking, the low-quality performance of these two old men was a negative advertisement for Western democracy. He said, posting clips of the video with a jokey musical soundtrack. So, you know, United States is supposed to be China's main strategic rival, and it's pretty clear with those comments exactly what they thought of the entertainment last night. If you look at Janet Yellen, they call her Grandma Yellen in China.
Yeah.
This nation
is a laughingstock.
It's a laughingstock.
You know, and that's sad. But by the way, that's also happened to ancient Israel. They become a gazing stock, a laughing stock of the world. Same thing with America. We were once probably the greatest, most prosperous nation in the world. Now we're a laughing stock of the whole world. We can't even find two men to run for president that can make common sense of anything, and one of them is so decrepit and senile that I'm surprised he found his way across stage last night. Now, I know it sounds awful to say that, but it's the truth. But it's what we've been saying all along has been proven now. There's no doubt about it. He cannot run again and maintain any type of leadership. It's over for him. It's done. It can't happen. In a fair election, he will not have a chance.
That is very true. Very, very true. So, and Trump still has a lot of baggage.
Yes, he does.
So, I don't know who he's going to choose as a VP running mate. They did a lot of interviewing with Rubio out of California. And he was all over the place last night and today on all the news programs. He kept saying that he didn't know he was on. He kept denying that he was on the short list and he didn't know. And, you know, so it kind of makes you interested thinking maybe he does know a little more than what he's letting on and so forth. I have a feeling he's going to pick Tim Scott. I think Tim Scott's pretty much the only one of his choices that will stay in the background, but will help him navigate through D.C. When they're trying to get things done. I don't know of any of his other a lot of the other ones that we've seen on the short list. They're too vocal. They're not going to sit quietly like Pence did. So I would think that Trump would replace someone exactly like Pence. But also, I think if Trump was smart, that his VP is someone that could win the next election. That is what I would hope he would do, think about. So it would have to be someone that can win the election next in 4 years.
That's a biggie. That's a biggie.
A biggie. And I'm not sure those that I, you know, Vance, and he would never be able to, you know, the only one who had true presidential aspirations was Rubio. He's not going to make, he wouldn't do it. The other billionaire, I can't remember his name. So I don't know. I don't know. So,
you and I both know that this nation cannot survive another 4 years for any other reason, but just economic reasons. Not to mention all the other divisive things that are happening with all kinds of manner of abortion and homosexual rights. All those laid aside, the average person in this country, and I'm one of them, could not survive another 4 years of 20% inflation. Or more,
but that's
no
what
way.
We have to. That's what we're gonna. That's what we're gonna have. That's
well, I'm
not
sure
going
it is.
To change. Yeah, that's not going to change.
There's no unless they start. You know, Trump right by cutting taxes or anything, jobs start coming, and he took the interest rate down to zero. But that really doesn't help in the long run. That's just a Band-Aid fix.
You can't cut those rates to zero. We've got debt too great to be paid. What's going to happen if they do another? You know, they cut, sure, tax credits expire next year. I suppose they could renew them. But any more tax, the debt's already too great to be paid. What can they do?
That's true.
You're going to lower the rates?
Well, there's
and let it fall apart? That can't be done.
We both lived long enough now to see that from all the administrations since I've been alive, basically, have kicked a can down the road. They've never done anything, change anything, just kick it down the road. And that's all they've done. And that every time they do that, it makes it harder on the next administration to try to do anything at all, so they come up with maybe a new trick or two to try to camouflage the situation. But in my opinion, they're running out of camouflage tape. There's no way to fool anymore. You can't. As I said the other night, and by the way, I heard this mentioned on another broadcast today, what I said about $50,000 in 2020 it takes over 60, almost 62,000 equal now. Four more years of that, and I can't imagine people with any kind of average income surviving and with any type of lifestyle. So I don't know, Melody. This has gotten worse with their administration. They still have fiat currency. They have nothing to back it. Even now, they're going to lose the petrodollar. That's going to lead to more inflation, and eventually a collapse of everything that's going on in this country. We cannot keep the dollar afloat with nothing to back it. We've done it for far too long, and it's coming to roost, so to speak.
And we're not even mentioning how the U.S. is getting ready to evacuate Americans from Lebanon if fighting between Israel and Hezbollah intensifies. So they're becoming more concerned that Israel is going to carry out airstrikes and have a possible ground offensive in Lebanon in the next coming weeks. Where do you think that's going to lead us?
Yes, I agree.
I mean, this is going to intensify. You have the USS Wasp, WASP, an assault ship. Marines from the 24th Expeditionary Unit, which is special operations capable, moved into the Mediterranean on Wednesday to join the dock landing ship. So, hello out there. No one is talking about these things because everyone is focused on Biden and the debate, the election, and all of these other things are happening in the background that will affect you more than who's in that office come November. Because, again, they're just puppets. They're given an amount of freedom in order to create a legacy, to do some good, while the elite and the powers to be continue to move their strings and continue the decline of this nation. 800-375-4188. Butch, that always goes so fast when you're
I know,
here.
It flew
Thank
by.
You.
We just,
it did. And we'll be back next week, next Saturday, or I will be. Until then, be safe.
Still, there never seems to be a single penny left for me. That's too bad. In my